If I have any proof that I'll be able to do a backflip, it's this.
The train on platform 24 goes
when I was 19 and failing psychology at university, I fell in love with radio. And I knew straight away that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I started volunteering at Sydney Community Radio Station 2SER. Eventually got to present the Australian Music Show, which was awesome. And after my shifts, often, I'd walk past the ABC and I'd look up at the building and think, how do I get in there? There were so many legends that I looked up to, but there was one in particular whose work I really loved. He was the master, and I based all of my early interviews on his style, and I knew that he had done the same course at the same uni, same community radio station, same Australian Music Show even. I actually ran into him at the Big Day Out Festival once, and I asked him, how do you get a job at the ABC? And he said, just keep trying. You've got to give it everything you've got. And so I did give it everything. And now I'm here, walking up the stairs, trying to get my step count up. I'm here. Working at the ABC is a dream. And it came true. That's my proof that dreams can come true. That's why I think a backflip might be possible. Not only did I get to work here, I got to work with that guy. And I'm walking into his office right now. This is the Triple J Music Library. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm just looking for Richard.
Oh, he's not in. Sorry.
He's not in?
No.
Where is he?
It's a toil day.
He's got a day off?
Yeah.
He's taking a day off?
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Big sound.
Oh, good for him.
Find a job that you love and you'll never have a day off. That's my story.
I don't know. I noticed more of a change when you started working at the ABC. You were sitting down a lot. You were editing constantly, less active. But it was more the big projects, you know, the ones where you'd push through, you know, working 24 hours straight, 48 hours straight, where you just have to eat to survive.
When I started out in radio, and I say I knew that's what I wanted to do, I really knew. I went all in. I quit the band, I quit the psych degree, quit all my part-time jobs, and every second was committed to learning radio. My girlfriend, now wife, Jo, was there through it all.
I think you were just pushing yourself over and over again and pushing your body to make you make the projects, but actually not caring about what you were doing to you.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
My work was my number one priority.
Yeah.
Until, I don't know, even now maybe. Now I'm trying to change that.
Mm.
But, you know, that was 9 years ago.
But Melbourne was probably worse. I remember us talking about your health a lot in Melbourne.
Mm. So when I was 2 years in, I moved to Melbourne to work on an RN drive.
Yeah.
And that was the pizza phase. That was the hardcore. Because I was 22, first time out of home, living in a different city.
You were working evening shifts. That was the worst bit because nowhere else was open. And you wouldn't even eat breakfast or anything. You'd just wake up late. And
well, you get in a cycle where you work late, you wake up late, then you try and eat something on the way to work and the cycle repeats. And I was working on other stuff. I don't think I really got better after that, though, when I moved back to Sydney.
No. No way. I don't think there was ever a time where you were able to prioritise your health at the same time as work. Your projects have always come first.
For this next section, we've got three rounds. The movements are hanging knee raises, ring rows, chest-to-wall handstands and slider pike-ups. So I'll go through them.
One of the best and hardest things about this backflip project is that I need to train almost every weeknight, things like strength and flexibility. And training starts at 5:30, 6:30, so it's forcing me to leave the office.
Okay, keep the same order and just move through for three rounds, rest as you need.
So I've just had my first tumbling class, and I thought it went pretty well. What do you think, Dave?
I thought you did really well, mate. So very impressed.
I wasn't looking for. I was. Look, thanks,
Dave. That's exactly what you were looking for.
I appreciate that. No, I've grabbed Dave because I hear you have a goal too.
I do. My goal is also a backflip. So yeah, it's something I've wanted to do pretty much all my life. So at the tender old age of 43, I decided to give it a crack.
Dave is one of the regulars I see here at Dalecki Strength. Like me, he wants to reach his goal by the end of the year.
You seem like a pretty fit guy. You know, I'm trying to just get my base level fitness up. You seem like your starting point was much better. What do you do? How did you keep in shape? What's your secret?
Okay, so I come from a sporting background, played rugby league pretty much all my life. So when I finished rugby league, I became a personal trainer. So I've always been interested in health and fitness. I know, I probably shouldn't say all that stuff. But always try to keep fit, keep healthy.
Far out, Dave. Being a former professional athlete doesn't help me. Anyway, now he says he trains so he can give 100% for his kids.
The great thing is with this, you tick little boxes each week, and you'll find that yourself, Mike. You just progress and you progress. And I see people in the gym all the time from week to week, can't really get up the handstand, and then the next week, oh, hang on a second, I was up for 3 seconds.
Squeezing your glutes and hammies. Hold. 15 seconds.
Like learning guitar.
Exactly.
Just got to get those calluses going.
That's right. And then it just comes naturally and you don't even think about it. So that'll be like us with a backflip.
Three.
By next year.
Two.
We won't even think about it.
One. And rest.
We'll just be flipping back easy.
Oh, dear.
One set to go.
Dave stresses the work. Keep doing it and keep the attitude in check.
Well, hopefully you'll think, I've progressed this far in this short space of time. I can see a light at the end of the rainbow.
Dare to dream, Dave.
Exactly.
Dare to dream.
Exactly. And just keep positive about the whole thing. Either way, and I think you'll do it, by the way.
Thanks, Dave.
But either way, you're going to be happy at the end of the journey.
It's very wet. I am soaked. I've come into the CBD to find the office of psychotherapist Jim O'Connor. He specialises in personal effectiveness, including career. And I want to ask him about work-life balance. But Jim doesn't like that phrase. He thinks it's been overused.
Let's enjoy being alive and doing whatever we're doing as much as we possibly can, whether we're at work or at home. Whether we're having so-called fun or just doing good work at work.
Okay, so maybe we can try and reframe it now. How would you reframe it?
I think the real goal for anyone in any particular day is to learn how to become more effective at getting more satisfaction out of their day and less dissatisfaction. And largely, that comes down to self-mastery or self-control, if you like, although that's a scary word. But the idea of self-mastery, learning how to master your mind, your body, your emotions, so that you're more up than down, so that you're more effective than ineffective, so that you're more confident at the very least. More optimistic, more engaged. So life goes from more of a drudgery and a treadmill experience to a playground where it's fun and it's engaging and it's exciting every day and you're always looking forward and you're more engaged in creative aspects rather than sort of surviving aspects.
Survival mode. Joe mentioned that too. That's what it feels like. After long periods of that, I think it just became my normal. When I'm not in survival mode, I'm not sure what mode I'm meant to be in. That's why Jim says it's not about balancing work and life or bad and good. It's about balancing energy.
Because if you shift it from the idea of happiness and you look at it from a real practical point of view of managing your emotions and managing your energy levels, if you look at it that way, then it makes far more sense and it's far simpler to understand. My job at the very basic level is to manage my energy levels so that I'm giving as much as I can reasonably give without burning out, but not underperforming, because that in itself can be boring. And then learning how to manage your emotions as well, so that when you do get a bit down, to learn to recognize what those emotions are, why you have them, and find solutions to them. So it's more complicated to say it's about, say, happiness or optimism. It's about managing your internal workings. If I was to maintain the right level of energy output throughout the course of the day, then you'd probably find at the end of the day you'd have more energy to do more interesting and fulfilling things. But don't get me wrong, maybe you just love working and that's okay. If that's really your shtick, then all credit. But probably you'd know in your heart of hearts whether you're overworking. What do you think? I think for sure.
And there's you know, a myriad of reasons why.
Stop
the episode for a sec. It's Mike here. I just want to say I'm here editing the episode on my lounge, and I understand the irony of working on a story about trying to figure out my work-life balance by making a series about it. It is ironic. It's a bit like fighting for peace. It doesn't necessarily add up. Anyway, I just want to say, I get it. It's ironic. Back to the story.
That's a problem only because it's impacting other areas of my life, like my health.
Yeah, so I think the best way to describe if you're overdoing it or perhaps underdoing it is, how's your health?
Well, Jim, go back and listen to episodes 1 to 3 of Backflip and you'll get an idea. To work out what to do, Jim focuses on a holistic approach. There are no shortcuts.
It could be your diet. We know for a fact that high levels of simple carbohydrates, salts, sugars, fats will disturb your energy levels because they affect your liver and...
Pizza, basically.
Yeah, the great pizza nemesis.
Why does everything come back to pizza?
Yeah, pizza. Are you admitting to something, Mike?
Oh, no, I'm very much on record that I love pizza. That's not a problem. It's public knowledge.
Well, so do I. I love my pizza. I just don't do a lot of it.
Yeah, your pizza life balance is pretty good.
My pizza life balance is super good. Yeah.
When Jim talks about self-mastery, he also means body, exercising, and mind. Being in tune with your emotions.
Mind, emotion, body. You've got to learn to do a little bit of each of it. Pick a regime and start to develop yourself one little piece of that puzzle every day.
Thank you, Jim. That's so interesting. What's even more interesting is that in all of what you just said, you didn't once mention anything about work.
Yeah, because it's not really about work. It's about learning how to manage the mind, body, emotional machinery, whatever your circumstance. Not about work life. It's about life. It's about living. It's about being engaged wherever you are, whatever you're doing.